Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, and welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. This is episode 122. And I was talking to Dr. Matthews, Dr. Leslie Ray Matthews. But first, I would like to just thank my sponsor, HeadCheck Health.
Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more.
And I would also like to ask any advertisers or sponsors, potential sponsors, to just contact me via my website, www.concussiontalk.com, and follow me on social media, at Concussion Talk, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm on Acast now, so you can, so it's a good program, good host, my hosting service. And now, further ado, I'll talk to Dr. Matthews about brain injury and vitamin D. So it's a full podcast, just me, very interesting things. So, because Dr. Matthews is an expert in brain injury, traumatic brain injury, and vitamin D. And he will tell us, first of all, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Dr. Matthews.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
And I guess, because you can do a better job than I can, introduce yourself and tell people what you think are the important aspects of your medical career, medical background.
Okay, my name is Dr. Leslie Ray Matthews. I'm a retired trauma critical care professor at Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm originally from Indianola, Mississippi, which is B.B. King's hometown. I went to University of Mississippi undergrad, graduated cum laude with a degree in chemistry. I went to University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi, where I got my M.D. degree. I then did my general surgery residency at Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia. I did my trauma critical care fellowship at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. After that, I was on staff at Rochester, Minnesota Mayo Clinic for 2 years as a senior associate consultant. Then I left there and came to Morehouse, returned to Morehouse, that is, where I was a professor of surgery for 14 years, and I retired December 31st of 2019.
That is a very impressive background. So I guess this is about concussion and brain injury. Mm-hmm. Yeah, assuming trauma at Mayo Clinic the very first came across brain injury and your deep interest in brain injury.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, all the traumatic brain injuries that got admitted to the hospital came to the trauma service. They did not go to the neurosurgical service. Because they are consultant service. So they will consult them on the patients. And if they needed to go to the operating room and have a hole drilled in their head or have any surgery, they would do the surgery and we would take care of the patients. But I began to notice that we were having a lot of patients that were just in the hospital for months and months on end, and their mental status was not improving, and they were in the hospital, and then most of them ended up in nursing homes. So I said, there has to be something that can be done to help these people. So I started researching vitamin D back in 2002, 2004. And I had said back in medical school, when my professor said that you have to eat three meals a day, I said, you can't eat three healthy meals a day because only 10% of vitamin D comes from your diet. 90% of vitamin D comes from the sun striking your skin. I said, I'm going to prove this one day and I'm going to be famous for vitamin D.
Yeah.
And so I kept my promise from medical school. So once I got situated, I started researching vitamin D heavily when I got to Morehouse. And then we began to notice that we gave all our patients and tested vitamin D's on all our patients. 98% of our patients in sunny Atlanta, Georgia, were vitamin D deficient. Wow. Even though there's plenty of sun, most people do not go outdoors due to air conditioning. We all wear sunscreen, which blocks 98% of vitamin D production, and or wear long clothes like in the Muslim population where they don't have any skin exposed. So it's a worldwide problem. Half of the world's population is vitamin D deficient. So that is a pandemic within itself, vitamin D deficiency. Before we can correct all these pandemics that we're going to have in the future, we need to correct the vitamin D deficiency pandemic. That will strengthen your immune system. But getting back to ICU patients, we began to notice after we started, well, pioneered a high dose vitamin D using the 50,000 plus for ICU patients. We began to notice that these traumatic brain injury patients were all waking up. And these were patients with severe brain injuries, with holes in their head and or having their skull cut off and stuff. So they started waking up, and most of them, you know, returned almost back to normal and went to rehab versus going to an inpatient rehab facility or hospital. So we formulated a formula and a protocol for treating these traumatic brain injury patients and stuff. So we dropped the mortality rate for our traumatic brain injury patients with the severe injuries from 11% down to 6.6%.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, and most of these were patients that the family basically withdrew support on. And so from there, we went and were able to later, after we perfected this technique, I obtained a patent for vitamin D with treating traumatic brain injuries. And I was awarded a patent in December 10th, 2019. And the patent people normally say it takes about 24 months in the United States to get a U.S. patent. I was awarded a patent in 18 months. Wow. For this vitamin D traumatic brain injury. And they said it was a novel new treatment for traumatic brain injuries.
Wow. That's what I was saying to you. We were talking briefly before the podcast. And I was saying to you, I started taking vitamin D, not for my brain injury, which I suffered in 2003, but for my cancer, which I got in 2017. And, I heard you on another podcast talking about how vitamin D is actually, and you mentioned it before the podcast, their podcast too, that vitamin D is actually a hormone. So yes. Reintroduce people to vitamin D or what they think of as vitamin D and how it's actually a hormone.
Okay, actually, Nick, vitamin D or hormone D was discovered actually 100 years ago. And however, at that time, they had vitamin A, vitamin B, and vitamin C. So the next substance that they discovered, they just named it vitamin D. So 100 years ago, they didn't have the advanced technology and the quantitative chemistry and the things that we have to determine that it was a hormone. So in the last 15, 20 years, we noticed it's a hormone. There are receptors for vitamin D on every cell in your body, basically. So people are like, okay, this thing is spread over all over the body, and it works like a hormone. A hormone is different than a vitamin. A vitamin is like a spark plug. It makes a reaction go at a faster temperature at your normal body temperature at 98.6. Then as it raises temperature, then it keeps your body temperature the same. When you eat, your body temperature does not go up to 105. It stays at 98.6. So that's what vitamins kind of do. They're like spark plugs in your car. You make that reaction go and stay at the same temperature. Yeah. Hormones are different. They work in your bloodstream, and then they affect a lot of different organs in your body. For example, testosterone is a male hormone, And when a kid gets to be about 13 or hits puberty, the voice gets deeper, start getting facial hairs, muscle growth. And so then you become fertile. So it affects a lot of different organs or systems in your body. So vitamin D does the same thing too. So it basically affects every organ and every tissue in your body. Then there are receptors for hormone D all over your body. So it has several different areas that it affects. It's an anti-inflammatory agent. So where you have swelling in the body, it decreases the amount of swelling.
Okay.
It's an anti-inflammatory agent. So that would be very important in the brain. So yeah. If I have something that's what's the problem in brain injuries is the swelling of the brain that causes the abnormal function. Yeah. So if you can get that swelling down, you decrease the swelling in the brain, you keep those neurons alive. Instead of dying, these neurons are able to survive and recover. And then they get remyelinated also. You have myelination, which is a healthy sheath that covers the nerve axon. Then actually it's an anti-inflammatory agent also. So it decreases chronic inflammation. Acute inflammation to a surgeon is good. That's how wounds heal, by acute inflammation.
Okay.
Chronic inflammation can cause cancers, organ damage, and organ destruction. So vitamin D or hormone D decreases all the inflammation in your brain and the swelling. So a combination of those two things, now these neurons are surviving instead of dying. And then, so if you can sustain this person, they can recover from these injuries, and most of those neurons can regain, or you can regrow new neurons. And there's also a nerve growth factor also. So what hormone D does is it stimulates the brain cells to produce new nerve growth cells, or it produces a nerve growth factor to help the brain replenish or regrow itself. So it does multiple different things throughout the human body. Yeah. So those are just some of the things that it does.
Well, so this is it's not really a vitamin. It's a
hormone, 100% hormone.
There's no Homer name for it. It's just vitamin D.
Well, we should be calling it hormone D versus vitamin D, but it's been called vitamin D for 100 years.
There's no hormone A, B, or C. So how do they get it? So like I said, I'm taking vitamin D now, but I'm taking vitamin D3. And what's the difference between vitamin D3 and vitamin D? And also already talking to other podcasts about vitamin D2, which is plant-based.
Yeah, that's a great question, Nick. Most people don't understand, like you said, vitamin D2 is plant-based. Vitamin D3 is animal-based. It's made from lanolin of sheep, mostly. And the thing is, we're animals. We're at the top of the animal world. So, of course, so vitamin D3 is going to be 87. You have an absorption capacity of 87% greater with vitamin D3 than vitamin D2. So if you put the same patient on vitamin D2, it's going to take longer for his vitamin D level to get up, a lot longer, and because it's absorbing 87% less. So you don't absorb vitamin D2 because we're not a plant, we're animals. And so we need vitamin D3 because it's animal-based.
So you would have to basically double your vitamin D intake to get the same effect.
You may, and sometimes you have to triple it. You may have to double it or triple it. And so there's no standard formula, but I recommend people take vitamin D3 because that is the form that our body is used to. It can use it more and break it down faster. And then you can get your vitamin D levels up a whole lot faster.
So vitamin D2 and 3 are the same, just vitamin D and D3 are the same thing?
Vitamin D and vitamin D3 is the same thing. They just sometimes, most people don't call it D3, they just call it vitamin D.
Yeah.
But vitamin D and D3 is the exact same, and vitamin D2 is plant-based.
Okay. So it's only just those two variations of it.
Yeah, just semantics. Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. I love my mother really dislikes it when I get under my semantics. So you're obviously in the trauma care, consultant for trauma at Mayo Clinic, and also, I guess, surgery doing a professorship at Morehead. So is it just severe trauma? My getting a lot of feedback from my microphone. But severe traumatic brain injury that you find vitamin D3 works, or also mild traumatic brain injury, which is concussion? Do you find the same effect?
It's a continuation. Just think of traumatic brain injury at the top, and then underneath traumatic brain injury, you have concussion, CTE, and traumatic brain injury. So it's just a continuum. A concussion is a mild traumatic brain injury. Then you have moderate traumatic brain injuries, and then you have severe traumatic brain injuries where the person actually bleeds into the head. Concussion, they get knocked out, but you don't actually see any blood or you don't see any major swelling. Mm-hmm. But there is inflammation. So inflammation is produced in all three of them, the concussion, CTE, and traumatic brain injuries. And all of them are just variations or different severities of traumatic brain injury.
So how would CTE benefit from vitamin D?
Because it's nothing but chronic inflammation in your head. It's like from football players or people have been in accidents. You get that injury and you have chronic inflammation that's constantly in your head. And what chronic inflammation does is it pokes little bitty, tiny, microscopic holes in your blood vessels. Then you start having protein leak out of those blood vessels called the tau protein. So the tau protein meant to be in the blood vessels and working inside and not outside the blood vessels in the brain tissue. So it's like having trash that begins to trash your brain outside the blood vessels. And then this trash causes all these signals to get contangled and coiled and confused up and stuff. And so you start seeing all these symptoms of various sorts, like insomnia, mood changes, people not being able to sleep, and just all sort of anger management problems and drug problems and stuff. So they start having symptoms when you get garbage. Just think of having garbage in your brain and you can't remove it. So chronic inflammation, that's what it is, basically. Garbage in your brain is hard to remove unless vitamin D does slow that process and remove the chronic inflammation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So when you taught at Morehouse, and what would you tell your students? You taught nerve trauma, or you taught trauma care or surgery, or?
Well, actually, we did emergency general surgery. Anybody come in at nighttime, we're on call with a bad gallbladder bag, appendix, we would obviously take those out. We're trained trauma surgeons. So all the trauma, whether you had a fall or in a car accident or you shot or stabbed, all those came to trauma. So basically, trauma surgeons are probably your most versatile doctors. We have to be able to operate on anything
that comes
to the hospital. Jack of all trades. Yes.
Yeah. So you taught your students. Would you Would you immediately teach them about, because you were well ensconced in vitamin D by this point, and you start teaching it at Morehouse? Did you really bring up how important vitamin D was? Did you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, my residents used to tease me, and the medical students, they used to call me the vitamin D doctor. And they would tease me after we get a trauma patient, they get a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Yeah. Dr. Matthews, we're going to put him on vitamin D after you operate and save his life, you will. So we had a protocol. We had a protocol is like where all the patients got admitted to the hospital. It was a standard protocol where they knew, and you know, taught them the protocol. And so they knew that all patients when I was on service went on vitamin D. It was this automatic.
You're a trauma surgeon. So how did as you said, like after you say, you know, save their life for the other. So
yes.
It's not just the therapy. Vitamin D is the therapy. It's not an acute.
No.
How did you get interested in therapy? It's that therapy of vitamin D3 instead of just as a trauma surgeon.
I began to notice that all my trauma patients, we cut our infection rate by 40%. I'll cut our mortality rate down to 2-3%. Patients were getting out of hospital 4 or 5 days faster. And over the 13 years that I was there at Morehouse, we had zero lawsuits during that 13-year period. So not a single lawsuit. Were my residents perfect? No, they were not. But the patients getting out of hospital 4 or 5 days faster, you have fewer chances to make mistakes on them. So, and then the patients were not getting readmitted back to the hospital with infections and heart attacks and strokes and all that. So we were able to document that we cut all these and things and publish papers on them also. So this is published. If you Google my name, you find out many things, how we cut the hospital costs, hospital mortality, and the length of hospital stay. So that saves hospitals a lot of money. Hospitals make more money when the patients get well, go home, and don't sue.
That's serious. It's in the US. It's a bit different medical system in Canada. But yeah, but I understand that. Yeah. And I know you're a consultant to. So how is it? What is it? What is a trauma consultant for at the Mayo Clinic? You did your fellowship there. You did 2 years
as
trauma consultant. So they would come to you after.
I came on as a junior surgeon in the department, as a senior associate consultant, which, you know, you're a trauma surgeon, basically. So we were doing the same thing at Mayo Clinic. They have two hospitals and a total of like 2,000 hospital beds. So it's a pretty big place. So they have 66 different buildings. They employ about 50,000 people at Mayo Clinic. You need a bus to get around the campus. It's so big and so huge. So it's like a college campus, really.
Right.
And so they have we had a trauma critical care system at Mayo Clinic. You know, there are a few gunshot wounds, a lot of car crashes. People get stabbed and hurt and injured just like they do anywhere else at Mayo Clinic. So I was on the trauma critical care service there.
You saw a bunch of brain injuries there?
Yes. I mean, anytime you got cars and people driving 70 and 80 and 90 miles an hour, you're going to see traumatic brain injuries everywhere in the country. Every year in the country, approximately 2.8 million people admitted to the hospital with traumatic brain injuries all over the United States.
Yeah. See, it's an enormous number. People don't know about how big and how widespread brain injuries are.
Yes.
Until they have their suddenly thought, I didn't know anything about brain injury concussion until I woke up one day and I was told I was brain injured and I was in a coma and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, what's going on? I had no idea. It took me a long time to even figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
And
very devastating. It's devastating to the family, not only to the patient, but to the family.
It is.
Because it requires a lot of care.
It does.
A lot of resources.
It's not an easy thing for the family to deal with this.
No.
As much as it's tough for the patient, but for the family and the friends, yeah. So, speaking of family and friends, you helped a high school student. He was a high school football player.
Yes.
To vitamin D3. Did you talk about that story?
This kid named Jordan, he back in 2020, September 25th, 2020. While at a football game, there was a helmet-to-helmet contact. And so almost 100% of these kids, if they do get hit helmet-to-helmet, they may have a concussion. That's it. And so Jordan sustained a hit to the head, and they took him into the locker room to do the concussion protocol. So they basically were following the rules, and then he passed out. So after, you know, so they airlifted him to Children's Hospital in Atlanta, scanned his head, found out he had bled into the brainstem.
Whoa.
The brainstem is the back part of your skull where your spinal cord meets your brain. Right. So this part of your brain is important for because it controls your blood pressure, your breathing, and your heart rate.
So all the essentials, yeah.
It's all the essentials for you to survive. So this was a very unusual injury, number one, because it has never happened in the medical literature where a person survived or made it to the hospital alive.
Yeah.
Because if you knock out the brain stem, that means you can no longer breathe, you have no blood pressure, and your heart stops. And so, so those three things you can't live without.
No.
And so in the past, even in car crashes or falls or whatever, anytime anybody got a brain stem injury, they were usually pronounced dead at the scene. And so up until Jordan's case, 100% of these patients died at the scene or they died shortly after making it to the emergency room, but none of them ever survived because, like I said, you can't survive without heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing. So by the grace of God, he survived initially. And so I got consulted. The mother and the aunt looked me up and found out I had done some research with traumatic brain injury. But we started Jordan on the protocol that I have been using. And he's in the hospital about 6 months. And so he started, you know, waking up and coming around. And then so he went to rehab for another 6 months. And so now he's at home recuperating. He actually, his mental capacity is back 100%. So he can converse and, you know, he still has a trachea, but he still can converse and talk with it. He understands what's going on. And this kid is remarkable. He's basically, his right side is still a little weaker than the left side, but he's playing sophisticated video games that I can't play. So he's back in school from home, you know, and so he's doing homework and chemistry and other things like that. So his mind is back, but he still has a little weakness on the right side. And so they're actually standing him up in the machines and teaching him how to walk again. So he's come a long ways, but you know he still has a little ways to go before he make it back to normal.
And look, that's amazing though. As you're you're saying that, like the vitamin D is not a vitamin D3, but it's not going to make a difference. But vitamin D is not the one solution, but it's also once you have the surgeries and therapies, you can just save lives and stuff. But so the therapy does vitamin D3 add like to significantly to say physio? That's what I'm mostly focused on, physiotherapy. So it would be an obvious when someone's not taking vitamin D and then they start taking vitamin D, if they're doing physical therapy, will that improve a lot? We just say, or not a lot, say a lot, but will that improve by taking just adding vitamin D to your physical therapy?
It is shown to help because research has shown that if your vitamin D level is less than 18 nanograms per milliliter, your risk of death goes up 30% from all causes just when you enter the hospital. So if you enter a hospital and your vitamin D level, you have a bad traumatic brain injury and your vitamin D level is 5, your risk of death goes up 30% just by having a vitamin D level less than 18.
Right.
So obviously, you want the vitamin D a lot higher than 18. So
yeah.
If you come in, you have a heart attack, stroke, coronavirus, or any of these diseases, multi-system organ failure, whatever disease is, your risk of death goes up by 30% just by having a low vitamin D level. So actually, it's one of the cheapest things that I can do to decrease a person's mortality rate or chance of dying in the hospital just by raising their vitamin D level.
Sure, vitamin D sounds amazing, Chad. So, as you said, we talked about severe traumatic brain injury or traumatic, but so concussions, would that fall in the same? Would you treating concussion. Obviously, you're saying it's on a continuum of mild to severe, as in like you just treat, but would you treat a concussion with less? How much ointment would you give a concussed person? How much would you give a person just out of a coma?
Obviously, patients in the hospital in a more critical condition, so they need a lot higher doses of vitamin D. And plus, when they come in the hospital, first thing we do is put IVs in their arm.
Yeah.
So actually, that person is not the same person as they were walking on the streets. Mm-hmm. So once we give you all the fluids, you're about 30 pounds heavier. You know, you blow up like a Michelin man. So yeah. It's kind of like I use the bathtub and the sink analogy. If I put a drop of ink in a sink and a drop of ink in a bathtub, I do not have the same concentration of ink in the sink in the bathtub. So I have a greater concentration in that sink than I do in the bathtub. So the patient in the hospital with a traumatic brain injury on the ventilator is like the patient with the bathtub. So they're going to need a greater amount or greater concentration of vitamin D to work for them in a life-threatening situation than a person walking around that's healthy. So okay. We use a 50,000 I use on patients in the hospital. We give that rapidly, and we give it pretty fast.
Yeah.
Because we have to get those levels up really fast in order to make a difference in your life. Because if you're trying to just do it like you do it in the outpatient clinic or a patient just going to see his doctor, you know, your patient's still going to succumb or not survive. So we have to do it high doses rapidly and fast. So I pioneered the multi-high dose vitamin D levels in ICU patients.
Yeah. I was going to show that. The brain injury information does three times, but concussions are also obviously not as well known. Like people know concussion and they've heard of brain injury, but they don't really know is that they realize that the same thing.
Yeah, it's on the same continuum. Just think of a concussion as a mild traumatic brain injury. That's all it is.
Exactly. And that's what people seem to say, I don't know, brain injury is a concussion. You just have a little bump to head from.
No, it's not a bump to the head.
Exactly.
Well, I was just reading a report the other day, over 16 American NFL football players have committed suicide, and then they examined their brain and found out 100% of them had CTE.
Yeah.
So you get CTEs just from the concussion. So concussions can go into CTE, which alters and affect your life up until that point. So a concussion is never mild. So it's just a mild form. Mild means that you don't have any blood in your head. Severe traumatic brain injury means you have blood in the head. Both of them can be deadly, but the mild concussion can be deadly over a longer period of time. And then there's a gradual, slow trajectory, whereas an acute traumatic brain injury or severe traumatic brain injury can kill you initially.
I think that's
one is fast, one is slow.
Sorry?
Yeah, so one is fast. The concussion is slow. It just kills you slowly if you have multiple concussions over a 30-year period. Because these football players, they've done these autopsies on, they had the brain of 80 and 90-year-old people, and they were only 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
And whereas a severe traumatic brain injury with blood in your head can kill you immediately. That's why you go to the surgery immediately with the neurosurgeons for that, to drain all the blood out your head.
Exactly, yeah. So I think it's very important for people to remember that concussions are, just as they're called, something different. They are still traumatic brain injuries, and they should be
treated still a traumatic brain injury. Yeah, mild.
They should be recognized as such and treated as such. So, as Dr. Matthews was saying, the vitamin D is a big boon to therapies and after, of course, any emergency surgery is needed, but emergency treatment is needed. But vitamin D is very important to
because. Yes. Yeah, I would say it's a breakthrough treatment for a treatment of concussion, CTE, and severe traumatic brain injuries.
Yeah, exactly. And all forms of brain injury.
Oh, yeah, all forms.
So
it even works in strokes. Strokes. Yeah, because stroke is a brain injury where you have a ruptured blood vessel and you bled into your head and stuff. So we've had patients, geriatric patients on our service, and that has strokes, and we put them on high dose vitamin D just like we did the traumatic brain injury patients, and they made a full recovery with no residuals.
Actually, I just have another question about age thing. So, obviously, we're going to say all ages, but you mentioned before before. Geez, what was that? That was a weird bit of feedback from the mic. But you mentioned that when you turn a male, for example, turns adolescent, that certain vitamin D really takes off, that hormone really takes off. So so is there benefits to treating, I know you said treating people in their 80s and 90s who had a stroke, but people treating someone who's say low, say 10, whatever, would that be different if they treat them?
Well, I'm an adult trauma critical care surgeon, so we didn't treat any patients under the age of 14, 15. So okay. We have 3 pediatric hospitals in Atlanta within 25 miles of Grady. So all the pediatric patients went to the pediatric hospital. Jordan Sloan, the football player I was telling you about, he's 15. Yeah. So I treated him with adult dosages. Yeah.
Okay. And that was obviously very good. So
yes, yeah. So it works on kids too. But you know, since I don't work with babies and 5-year-olds, you know, yeah, I hadn't figured out what dosage works best for them at that age. And right, so it's based on their weight and size, yeah, and stuff. So a pediatrician would know pediatric doses better than I would.
Right. Okay. Well, so it sounds like a great treatment. There you jump. So thank you so much, Dr. Matthews, for
thanks for having me, Nick.
Podcast and thanks teaching, enlightening me and everyone else about this, how important vitamin D is. And where can people find out more about your work in vitamin D and just you in general?
They can contact my agency through Quan that I work for. The Epi Media Group is the name of the agency that I work with. They can Google my name, Leslie Ray Matthews, and on Google. I have a Facebook page, Leslie Ray Matthews. I have an Instagram page at Dr. Leslie Matthews. So they can reach me those 3-4 different ways.
That's great. That's great. So, I mean, I've obviously found all of those mm-hmm, sites already in a top tier media group. Okay. So thank you again so much for doing this podcast. And thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Music at the beginning of this podcast is by Ben Sound. www.bensound.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.